This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to another episode of Know Your Lord. In the last episode, we talked about the meaning of Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, which means oneness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes. And we talked about the importance of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes. And we said the greatest incentive for this is that Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever comprehends them will have Jannah. So Jannah, my dear brothers and sisters, is the prize of comprehending on the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also talked about certain principles which are very important in terms of believing and studying the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this session, we shall look at some of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The supreme name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. Allah is the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the name which basically covers all the meanings of all the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name Allah covers the meaning of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the crowning name. It is the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always singular and never plural. And whenever we is used, it is used only in terms of honor, dignity, and esteem. And who deserves more honor, who deserves more glory than Allah, the Creator himself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no gender. He again is used for respect. He is used again for respect, honor, and dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique and exclusive God who is worthy of worship. Entire creation, the heavens and the earth, they all submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Numerous and countless angels, they chant the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not just the God of the Muslims or the Arabs. He is the God of all. Allah, word itself, is so miraculous that when you actually empower yourself with this name, Allah, you have a very strong experience where your heart beats with love, contentment, fear, comfort, and satisfaction. Allah is the name which will give you peace, which will give peace to the souls. Allah is actually not the God of only one particular people. Allah is the God of the Jew, the Muslims, the Christians, the Jain, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the atheists, the agnostics, and everyone. Allah is the reality, the truth, al-haq, that cannot be denied. Even if the people deny his existence, he still remains as he is the reality. Allah is the God who deserves all our worship. Allah is the name used in the Jewish and the Christian scripture in the very first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, no less than 17 times. The name Allah is used. Moreover, in the Hindu religious scripture, in Rig Veda, book number 1, hymn number 2, verse number 2, Ilah word is being used. So Allah is the greatest name that he kept for himself. And nobody titled this name Allah. Allah himself gave this name, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 25. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah, there is no God worthy of worship except him. It is Allah who gave himself this name, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, ayat number 14, Innani anallah, most certainly, I am your Allah. La ilaha illa ana fa'budni. There is no God worthy of worship except me. So worship me. Wa aqimi salah li dhikri. And worship in my remembrance. Pray in my remembrance. So this is the greatest name among all the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it carries the meaning of all the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ahad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ikhlas, Surah number 112, ayah number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. He is Allah, the One. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the One who created the heavens and the earth. Allah is the One who created you, me and the rest. Allah is the One in His essence. Allah is the One in His qualities. Allah is the One in His power. Allah is the One in His names and attributes. Allah is the One who sustains everybody. Allah is the One who nourishes the entire creation. Al-Ahad is the One who created the entire creation for His servitude. So what does Al-Ahad mean to us in our lives? Al-Ahad means to us in our lives that we worship Al-Ahad, the One only. It means to us that we will never associate any partners with Al-Ahad. It means to us that we will not set up any rival with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ahad. This Al-Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, is the so high, priceless and precious name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lost their lives at the cost of Al-Ahad. They lost their families at the cost of Al-Ahad. They lost their properties at the cost of Al-Ahad. Al-Ahad is the One whom we will go for any and every kind of help. Al-Ahad is the One whom we will always rely upon. Al-Ahad is the One who deserves our worship. Allah, Al-Ahad, is the One who is not in need of anything, but the entire creation needs Al-Ahad. Al-Ahad is the One who programs the entire creation. Al-Ahad is the One who shapes out the entire creation. Al-Ahad is the One who always ready to forgive his slaves. Al-Ahad is the One who loves the one who comes back to him. Al-Ahad is one of the most important names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ahad, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah says in Surah Ikhlas, Surah number 112, ayah number 4, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is nothing, literally nothing, like Al-Ahad. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-A'la. Al-A'la means the high, the most high. Al-A'la is the most high in his essence, Al-A'la is the most high in his attributes. Al-A'la is the most high in his names. Al-A'la is the one who is most high in terms of deserving our worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high in terms of we trusting him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high whom we will love the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is al-a'la, the most high in terms of our servitude. We the slaves worship al-a'la, who is the most high, every day, numerous times in our sujood. When we go, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to Allah, the most high. So in all our issues of life, in our life, in our careers, in our entire area of life, we must keep him as high as he is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high whom we can rely upon. We can bank upon only on Al-A'la. We have no other way but to go to Al-A'la. He is the most high in terms of our respect, in terms of our dignity, in terms of his honor, in terms of his essence, in terms of his qualities. He is the most high who has granted us all the bounties that we see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-A'la, the most high. Allah says in surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high in the Quran, who deserves our worship, our servitude, and in him we rely upon, the most high, Al-A'la. We will carry on with the other names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a short break.
Who created the